Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this May 31st, 2023, 10:31 on the clock, and welcome to part two, where we are going to speak with our friends from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Wisconsin. We have Beth Konert in with us right now. Beth, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. It's nice to meet you and everything. Beth, did I get the last name right?
You did.
Okay. All right. Then the rest of the interview is going to be fine. Beth, I want to dive into Big Brothers Big Sisters with you a little bit. If you don't mind, and I'm not putting you on the spot, I'd like to, since this is the first time we're getting to know you in the audience, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, what got you into this industry?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm Beth Konert. I'm the Director of Operations for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Wisconsin. In 2 weeks, I will celebrate my 11th anniversary Woo-hoo! Working for Big Brothers Big Sisters, which That's awesome.
That is very awesome.
When I was a high school student, I was a high school big sister, and I loved it. It's kind of what started my passion for this. And when I was thinking about what I could major in college, I knew that I wanted to help people. Mm. And originally, I'm like, oh, I can be a nurse. And then I realized how much science that took. And I'm like, yeah, or not. Yes. So I really got into the human services field. Mm. And I started my internship actually in the WASA Big Brothers Big Sisters office and did that for a year. And when there was an opening, I jumped at the chance to be there. So I was in our WASA office for 9.5 years, and I've been down in Stevens Point for almost two.
Are you from this area?
I grew up in like the Weston area, okay. So not too far.
So still being able to work in state.
Yes, and, absolutely.
You know, us Midwesterners, that means a lot to us.
Absolutely.
You know, being able
it's
to.
Home.
Yeah, yeah. And being able to do good work in your communities or in your state, it just means a little bit extra.
Absolutely.
That's really cool. Thank
your
you for. Yeah, you're right. Thank you for that, Beth. Appreciate
absolutely. That.
So I should mention this too right away. Journalistically, I have no integrity with this conversation. I've done Big Brothers Big Sisters. I did this out in California. I was a big brother.
That's
and
awesome.
There are a few organizations I love and care for more than yours. So I'm not going to be, you know, anywhere but a positive on this or anything, because it is one of the most like positive programs you can think of, you can come across.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the more I think community embraced ones too.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's been around a long time too.
Yeah.
I was just doing a little homework for the interview and everything, and I hadn't realized. I guess I just hadn't thought that much about how long this organization has been doing this.
Big Brothers Big Sisters of America is the oldest and largest one-to-one youth mentoring organization in our country. It's in all 50 states. Here in Central Wisconsin, we are very excited that we've been around for 51 years. We know that we've done a ton of good in 51 years. But we have so much more we can do in the next 50.
As long as we're talking about that, let's go into the mission statement of the Big Brothers mm-hmm. Big Sisters, just as a reminder to the audience.
Yeah, so our mission is to create and support one-to-one mentoring relationships that ignite the power and promise of youth.
Not a lot. Not
no,
asking
no,
a lot.
No, not, of
not big.
Not.
None big, no. I love the idea of, because personally to me, I think almost every adult, if not every adult, should have that as their mission statement, mm-hmm. like period. But let alone an organization like this, that makes a lot of sense. And it's so fitting. And I think too, if you don't know much about Big Brothers, Big Sisters, it helps to hear that. It helps that you think of, okay, well, all it entails is being an older brother or sister to a kid who may not have one.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of end of sentence. But there's so much more to it than that. I think the mission statement gives you that.
Right.
What is the vision? The mission statement vision can be a little bit different. I know we're splitting hairs to some people out there, but they can be very different things.
They are different. So our vision is that all youth achieve their full potential. And that's the big thing. For Big Brothers, Big Sisters, we believe that every child has infinite potential. They have the potential to do great and amazing things. Sometimes it just takes that person to spark that or empower it and inspire it and overall defend it, because we know today's children are carrying so much weight on their shoulders, even at very young ages, and sometimes they just need someone in their corner telling them they can and they're amazing and to keep trying.
The farther away we get from it, the harder it is for us to remember what it's like to be young, to be a kid.
Exactly.
We become that much more, I don't want to say callous in the true sense of the word, but whether it's meant to or not, like, well, it's easy to be a kid. We have the whole phrase, go back to youth and the innocence of youth and these things and stuff. And I think if we were able to go back in a time machine and go back to it, like, growing up, yeah, it's a little bit easier to some levels, but growing up is hard.
It is hard.
Like, even if you have a perfect, quote unquote, perfect family, perfect community, all these things, which doesn't exist, mind you.
It does not.
But even if you had something similar to that, it is still difficult growing up. It's still like, there's so many questions. There's so many things that are uncertain. Mm-hmm. And have, like, the one thing that we know scientifically our brains need is routine, consistency, those kind of things.
And those caring presence. I think that's the big thing, is mm-hmm. you need to feel cared for. You need to feel connected.
Being able to offer that on any level to children always seems like a great idea that we should be embracing.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have mentor programs coming up. Let's talk about those a little bit.
Yeah, so we have two different options that a volunteer and child can take part in. So mm-hmm. we have our traditional community base, and this allows a child to meet with adult mentor out and about in the community. And we always encourage those low-cost, no-cost activities, because we don't ever want this to be a financial burden for either our volunteers or the children and families mm-hmm. that we work with. So it's really as simple as doing everyday things, going to play in a park, taking a walk or a bike ride, taking part in community events, because we live in a community that does awesome things yeah. on a very consistent basis,
yeah.
even in cold months of winter that seem to last 9 out of 12 months of our year. You
so
know.
True. So true.
There's that. And it's really just hanging out with the child for 1 hour a week. You know, I mean, it's giving up your one Netflix show just yeah. to hang out with a child and do amazing things. Mm-hmm. And then we also offer our site-based program. So we're so excited that we get to partner with Howe Elementary right mm-hmm. here in Wisconsin Rapids and offer our site-based mentoring. And really what this is a mentor coming into the school and hanging out with a child either during that child's lunch hour, or the principal at Howe is absolutely phenomenal, and she's willing to be very flexible. So, you know, if breakfast time works better, or, mm-hmm. you know, at the end of the school day, they really work with that volunteer schedule. And it's just doing basic things like sitting and playing a board game, doing an arts and crafts project, maybe tossing a football around out at recess. Such basic things, but that have huge impacts.
Both of these programs are fantastic. They're wonderful. I use this as a reminder, too, to people out there. Again, go back in time. Think about when you were young. Think about when an adult asked you to do something, or an adult asked you to help with something, mm-hmm. or mind you, how great that felt, how awesome you felt. You felt important. You felt adultish. You felt those things. Like, it's any time you pay any little bit of attention to a kid, it adds up.
It's a big thing.
It matters. It, mm-hmm. it all matters. And their brains are just sponges. They're taking all of this in. Mm-hmm. So every little bit that you interact, you may be encouraging them to, when they get older, to be doing that
to
with
pay
kids.
It forward. Yeah, yes. Absolutely. And I think that's the big thing for our youth, is just having that undivided one-on-one attention. Because, you know, even if you grow up in that perfect family, we know that parents are working really hard, and, you know, they get home from work and they're making sure to provide a meal and getting all those things done for their children. But getting that opportunity to sometimes just sit down and play that board game at the end of the night can be difficult even for the best of parents. So it really does take a village to inspire that child for their full potential.
Very well said. On that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break. I like ending. I like going to break on a nice one. Like, that was a good note. That was a drop mic kind of thing. We'll do that. We'll come back and we'll speak more with Beth and our Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Wisconsin Friends on Morning Magazine here at WFHR. Welcome back to Morning Magazine here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We are speaking with Beth Konert. I had to get to the second take there. Beth is with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Wisconsin, talking about some of the programs that you guys have, the mission that you guys have over there. Now I want to kind of get into the requirements for kids. Mm-hmm. What are kind of the, like, if I have a child, are like my youngest is 22. So probably too old for this.
We would love to have them as big.
There we go. See, yeah. Now there's where they can get the tie in there. But exactly. There is some requirements to this for kids.
Yes. So all the littles that we serve are between the ages of 6 up to 17. They can stay in the program, though, until they're 18 or graduate high school, whichever comes second. But because we ask for all of our littles and our families to be able to be in the program for a full calendar year, we don't enroll once they're kind of beyond that, like 16, 17, because we want to make sure sure that we have that time to find their correct volunteer. So for a lot of our littles, they're referred by either their parent, their guardian, teacher, counselor, social worker. But the thing I love about Big Brothers Big Sisters, and what I think is probably cool in comparison to some other youth serving, this is not something that anyone can force you to take part in. When we enroll a child, after we explain the program, the first thing we ask them is this something you want to do? And if at any point they're like, yeah, no, we take their no, because we want to give them the autonomy to have their voice and be like, this is something I do want to do or don't want to do.
Yeah.
Because as much as a parent can want it for them, if they don't want to actively engage in a volunteer, we just have too many kids on our wait list that trying to draw that one child out when maybe we aren't the best fit. Maybe something else is just a better fit, is totally appropriate. And we just want to make sure they're having the best experience along with our volunteers.
That's truly doing right by the kid.
Right.
It's exactly. Truly making this about them.
It should always be about them.
Yeah. Yeah. That's very cool. What about requirements for people that want to be a big brother or big sister?
So in the Wisconsin Rapids area right now, it's all adult mentors. In some of our other areas, you know, in smaller communities like out in Loyal and Auburndale, Spencer, we do utilize like high school mentors in our site-based program. But in Rapids right now, we have adult mentors that can go in either the community-based or site-based. And they just have lived experience. So even if you don't necessarily have a ton of youth experience in your background, but you want to give back to a child, you know, there's always things that you can give back in your own way, because sometimes that's just your career path and teaching kids what you're passionate about and what really is something that drives you can be a huge thing for a child to learn about. Because there's always things that every volunteer, you know, we always say that every volunteer has their own story for coming in, and every child does too, and we match completely based on personality and interest. So what that volunteer can provide and what that child needs is really what we base our matching process off of.
I think that there might be people out there in today's day and age where they may think that their kid or their family doesn't fit the requirements, mm-hmm. or they're not, or maybe they just don't even think that of this as an option because, mm-hmm. well, we have two parents in the house, mm-hmm. or my child has an older brother or sister, mm-hmm. or something like that. Can we talk a little bit about the backgrounds of life that a lot of these kids come from, and maybe Absolutely. Some people out there might be, oh, well, that's my kid.
Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, 50 years ago when this started, it really was that like single parent,
yeah.
you know, lacking a mother or father figure. And mm-hmm. today, that's just not the case. Mm-hmm. So our kids can come from a variety of places. And we always say that no two kids come with the same backstory. There's no cookie cutter little.
Yeah.
So whether they are growing up in a single parent or dual parent family, they can be referred for a variety of reasons, whether that be, you know, maybe your child just needs help gaining that confidence. They don't have that confidence to go up and talk to their peers and be like, can I play with you on the playground? Can I sit by you at lunch? Do you want to come over and play this weekend? You know, maybe others are struggling academically, like having somebody just to run through spelling words with them or practice reading out loud, or like, how do you get those study skills so you can pass your math test next week?
Yeah.
Those types of things. You know, we do have others that are unfortunately growing up in a little bit rougher home lives. You know, we see almost half of the children that we serve do grow up in a single parent home. I'm always very, very careful when I talk about that. I grew up in a single parent home myself, and my mom was the rock star, and I give her a ton of credit for getting my siblings and I to where we are in life. But I even know now as a mom myself, and as hard as my husband and I try to make our son the best possible little human he can be, it's a lot of work and it's hard. And again, it takes a village to get our children to be the best possible people. So again, whether that single parent or dual parent role, we also see that for a lot of our kids, you know, whether they're in that single parent role, you know, there's a reason that parent is out of that picture.
Mm-hmm.
So whether that be because they're incarcerated or, you know, they've left the family structure, or unfortunately, we have seen that for some of our littles, there's been a death of a parent, mm-hmm. and just having that loss in their life. So that's where it really can be just those simple moments of having that one-on-one attention and gaining that influence again in their life, in addition to that parent that they still have, is a huge deal.
Beth, speaking with Beth Konert from the Big Brothers Big Sisters here. And Beth, first off, thanks for sharing that. Appreciate it. Your mom is a rock star. Sounds awesome. I really appreciate you mentioning that about your husband and you, because I think that when we're talking about this, we want families like that to hear that, hey, that you know, we can help.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing... there's nothing at all that takes away from your parenting grade.
Exactly.
From getting assistance. Everybody gets through life. Nobody gets through life without a hand.
No.
Absolutely
not.
There's no such thing as a self-made person or something like that. Like, I always laugh at that phrase. Like, everybody gets help some way or another. Everybody gets a break some way or another. Mm-hmm. This is your break, Mom and Dad. This is the break that you've been waiting for. This is somebody that can come by and can help out a little bit with maybe even just an hour. Mm-hmm. But that's an hour keeping a kid entertained, busy, or interested in something that isn't a tablet, that isn't, maybe something that you other that you don't want them working on or doing with or mm-hmm. anything. I know the little guy that I was watching, I ended up meeting his mom. Mm-hmm. And she wanted to meet me because he just won't stop talking about you, and she didn't know
that
if I was
frequently.
And she didn't know if I was real. She knew that the Big Brothers Big Sisters was I was a part of that and all that, and she like saw me and everything, so she knew that her kid was safe and stuff, obviously.
Right.
But she is excited. She's like, I've never seen him this excited about stuff and everything. He really liked to create, mm-hmm. and I encouraged that. And I have an imagination that just is unsettled and crazy. So we had a lot of fun together, and I think that for her and her husband. It was just one of those things where they're both working and their schedules crossed over. So they had like an hour or two there where the kid didn't have childcare, didn't have anywhere else. Mm-hmm. This worked for them.
Yep. And we hear that as we do enrollment, especially with our moms. You know, they'll talk about their sons of like, you know, I try and throw the football to him, but he tells me that my spiral just isn't quite up on par. Or, you know, they want to go fishing, and I'm just not sure how to bait that hook.
Yeah.
You know, those simple things. And that's okay, because it is those moments that, you know, we don't always all like the same things our kids do. They have their own personalities, their own interests, and that's great. But they may be different than what mom and dad's interests are. And having somebody that, you know, maybe understands what they're talking about when they talk about the Pokemon characters more so than I do.
Yeah, right.
You know, that's totally fair, and that's awesome.
To that point, I'd forgotten about this. The kid that I was big brothering, he spoke mainly Spanish. And mm-hmm. I speak like barely like a pig Latin, let alone, you know, Spanish or anything. But one of the things that we worked on was he taught me some Spanish. I taught him some English. And this is like a 10-year-old kid that was doing this.
But how empowering that he got to teach you something.
Exactly. Yes. And that was big to me. That was very mm-hmm. big. And it was I did learn from him, and that was cool and all. But it was very important to me to empower him. To build up his confidence. And that's one of the things that comes from this. I have to say, though, I felt great from it. Mm-hmm. I felt confident. I felt more sure of myself coming out of every meeting I had with that young man. And I didn't expect that. I thought it would feel good to do good mm-hmm. and everything. That's how this thing kind of works, usually, about doing good things. I didn't expect to be feeling those kind of things from it. Can we touch on that a little bit, about the benefit from having assistance for the child, for the volunteer, both in both parties?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that's the thing, is that we do surveys and things, and we can measure goal areas, and we can see how the child progresses, and we see the impact that they get out of that, whether that's better attendance, or their grades grow up, or their confidence increases, mm-hmm. or they have a better idea of what they want their future to look like. We can see those things on the child side, but I wish there was a way to measure everything that the volunteer gets out of it, because in a match like this, not just one life has changed, two are. You know, you're sitting here talking so awesomely about everything that you did with that little brother and the impact that he made on you. And I look back, and I mean, my little sister in high school helped me determine what I went to college for.
Oh, that's awesome.
I mean, I get to sit here as director of operations 11 years later, starting my career, and think back to those moments that I had sitting at an elementary school playing chutes and ladders almost 20 years ago. I mean, those are things that just stay with you. And I wish that we could measure that more, because I think there are millions of stories like that for every big that comes in contact with a little, because that little is going to change your life. You get to know them. You get to know their history and their story and their interests, and you see their personalities. And it's awesome. You know, I was a match specialist for a long time before this, and I would love doing match support on a monthly basis, checking in. And you see that they almost become family. You know, we have little stand up in their big's weddings, or we have big sitting at high school graduations with their little. You know, those moments where you get to see those life-changing moments unfold for them and who they become next.
Getting me all emotional over here. it's just so impactful, and it's so cool. And I really appreciate you sharing your stories with this, too. I have no doubt that part of the reason you are good at this and so helpful to this is your background and understanding that, coming into it with a little bit of that. You mentioned this before, and we don't have nearly the time I would like to really get into this. But just for people out there listening, the matching program, as far as that goes, I think that's new to some people, too. I think a lot of people would assume, well, adult, child, match them up. Like, that's not how this works.
Not at all. So we do a full enrollment process with every volunteer and every child that comes into our program. And it is an in-depth process. We really get to know all parties. Mm-hmm. And it's completely based on personalities and interests and where that child lives in conjunction to where that volunteer lives. Because we don't want you spending 30 minutes driving one way to spend an hour with them. Like, that's not a good use of your time.
Yeah.
So it's not like the child that's been waiting the longest gets the next volunteer that comes in, which I know can get kind of be unfair, because we do have, especially some of our little brothers, that can wait up to 2-3 years waiting for that person to come into their life. But we want that solid footing, because we want the longest, strongest match possible. It's not like that child that only wants to play video games we're going to put with the hiker that only wants to see sunshine, you know. I mean, that's just probably not going to be the best fit. So we really try and match on all of those preferences, because that's where it matters. And again, it's all about that kid. Like, how can we benefit this child most?
I think that we should talk about that more. Not in this conversation, I mean, but just in general when we talk about the program, because I find that to be one of the coolest parts of this. That, we're all adults here. We understand everybody, no matter who we're talking about, could use more volunteers, could need more community interaction and everything. So I don't think it would be, you know, too begrudging of, hey, we're happy to have a human being, an adult. Mm-hmm. Here's a child. Please help us. You know, that kind of thing. But no. Again, coming back to it being about the child, making sure that it's the right fit.
Absolutely.
It breaks my, like, literally breaks my heart to think about a kid waiting 2 years for a big brother or something like that.
And it happens. Yeah. And we hate that it happens, but especially for our little brothers that, you know, want that big brother. We always see, for like 10 volunteer applicants we get, 9 are female and 1 are male. So our pool of male volunteers is just always so much smaller. And we really would love to change the course of that. You know, we want these big brothers. We have a big goal to make 123 new matches in 2023. And that's obviously not just in Wisconsin Rapids. That's our entire service area. Mm-hmm. But we really want to do big things, because we want to take down that wait list. And we don't want children sitting waiting for 2+ years. You know, we would rather it be like 2 months, you know, in our ideal world of, you know, we find that best fit pretty quickly.
Well, and any ways that you can interact and help the future seems like a good idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I've done the reporting on this already and stuff, and I've tried to let everybody know. I can tell kids are the future.
Like, they very
I've
much
read
are.
This. I've seen this. It they seems are. Like this is the way it's going to go and everything. So, yeah, we should probably do everything we can to build them up, to make them feel as good as they can.
And that's the thing, that if we can't find positive influences for our next generation, negative influences are going to find them. So that's the biggest thing, is we just have to bring those positives in their life. We have to have those defenders of potential that tells them that they can. Because you know what? Even with an army of people behind them, kids are going to stumble.
Yeah.
But the more people that we can have offering them a hand up, they are just on a better path for the brightest future possible.
And I did want to touch on, again, really quick, that what I was saying before about scheduling, that is something that you guys will work with.
We very much work on that. So if your availability is during the day, then site-based mentoring is perfect for you, because everybody takes a lunch break and can go over and hang out with a student right at one of our elementary schools. If evenings and weekends are better, community-based is great because it offers that flexibility. So whatever time that you have to give, we will readily figure out how to make that work, because we truly do just want every child to have that positive influence.
Is enrolling or even volunteering, is it any different in the summer than during the school year?
So we know, especially because we do work with a lot of college students through UWSP and Mid-State and things, you know, we understand that this may not be home base. And I think the silver lining from COVID was that we learned how to connect even when we can't be in person.
Yeah.
So even in summer months, you know, if you take vacations and stuff, sometimes it is as simple as writing a letter I mean, kids never get mail. So when they have something show up with their name on it in the mailbox, that's huge. Or having that 10-minute phone call, just be like, hey, I just want to check in. How's your day going? FaceTiming. You know, there's so many ways with technology now that you can check in, even if, you know, you're not right next to each other. And that's impactful even with that.
And I imagine that there are people that are listening and hearing a lot of this, and maybe they are not able to be a big brother or big sister, or they don't have a child to be a part of this, but they want to be a part of things. They want to help. You're always looking for volunteers, donations. Those Absolutely. Things are greatly appreciated.
Yes. So, I mean, we couldn't do the work we do without the funding that comes in. So whether that just be individual donors, or if your company is willing to be a sponsor for any of our events, or, you know, even just those opportunities that maybe being a big isn't right for you, but you could invite me into your company and do a lunch and learn. Like, there are so many ways that you can be involved, even if right now in your life you can't actually become a direct big brother or big sister.
It's a really good idea, and Beth is a great talker, so you should definitely bring her into your ability. Beth, if people do have follow-up questions, want to know more about this, how should they get in touch with you?
They can go to our website at bigimpact.org or give us office a call at 715-341-0661.
Do encourage you to check out the website as well. It's a fantastic website, bigimpact.org. That is the website,
yes.
bigimpact.org. Be sure to go there. That is the official website of the Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Wisconsin. It's a great resource for this interview, but it's just an awesome website too. It's a really nice webpage. You guys did a good job with this. Thank you for the time, Beth. Looking
thank
forward
you
to
so
talking
much.
Again real soon.
Absolutely.
You guys have any events coming up or anything?
We have Taste of the Town that runs all of August. So we would love for you to buy your tickets. It also helps our local restaurants and vendors and things that we know that are, some of them are still struggling coming out of the pandemic. So by purchasing your tickets, you get vouchers back to eat out at local restaurants and things throughout our area. So I would definitely check that out. It runs the entire month of August.
We'll have to have you back before then. We'll talk
good.
About the event. We'll hype it up and get people ready for it.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you for the time, Beth. We'll have more Morning Magazine for you tomorrow right here on
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.